Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Check 1-2, check 3-4, check 5-6. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the radio by dialing 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And you can talk about whatever's on your mind. We have some stuff that we'll be talking about tonight. And, of course, we'll tell you all about that shortly. I just want to make sure that you know that I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me via internet remote, it's... Mark, I think you're muted. Mark? All right. Well, we'll have to check on some things with Mark. Mark is supposed to be joining me remotely, but is unable to do so at this current moment, even though we had tested this earlier. So we will check in with him. Mark, if you can retry your stuff, make sure that your settings are the way we had. I would appreciate it. Pipe in if you, figure out what the problem is there. I show everything on my end as being okay. So I'm going to just start by talking about the events that happened today, and that would be that the person, former and, hopefully soon to be again host of Free Talk Live at some point in the future, the person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, had we'll call it a bail appeal hearing today. That was put on by way of the Zoom meeting. That's right, the dreaded Zoom meeting. Everybody's way too familiar with Zoom because of the overreaction by everybody to the quote-unquote pandemic. And so because of, those things, apparently that is how courtroom proceedings are taking place these days. We saw this, of course, with Ian Freeman and his bail hearings and Nobody's first couple of hearings and that kind of a thing. So it's not new to those of us who have attended Zoom meetings or watch these. I mean, it was already a kangaroo court, but having the court hearings via a Zoom meeting also sort of kangaroo-ish. It went. The things that I thought were, for lack of a better word, pretty cool about the thing is one of the ideas that was floated around early by myself and some other people was, wouldn't it be cool if people joined this Zoom meeting and everybody changed their screen name to Nobody? And that way, for the first time, Nobody could be part of everybody again in 4 months and everybody would be Nobody. And that kind of happened. There was roughly 48 or so people on the Zoom call. And there were, I counted at one point, I think 16 nobodies. So it was a nice showing of nobodies. And I was enthused by the participation. 48 people at one of these things that they say that it's public, but it's not really public. You have to email somebody to get the link, and I'm not sure of all the details on how to do that. Fortunately, some other folks in our freedom-oriented community were on top of it. They emailed the right people. They got the link. It was posted to the Crypto 6. I hear some tapping. Is that Mark we have now? Nope, negative. All right. So some other folks were able to get the link for us and go ahead and, distribute that so that people could join. So outside of agents of the government, of course, who were there. And, of course, nobody was there, nobody the person. And, of course, his team of lawyers. The rest of the folks, you know, were probably supporters of nobody or otherwise interested in the case and how it turns out. Now, the good news is that he wasn't outright denied bail in this particular hearing. And in fact, there was some enthusiasm because there were some things pointed out by nobody's attorneys about precedent in previous cases and how this case was filed, where the judge actually muttered the words, "Well, if that's the case, then we may be holding you unlawfully, sir," which, of course, since there's been no harm to any individual and no harm to any property, I contend that he's being held unlawfully either way. But so that was encouraging news. The session went on. What time did it start? It started at 11 for 2.5, almost 3 hours. So it was an endurance challenging session for certain. And, the good news is what I pointed out, of course, that he was not denied bail. And both attorneys were asked to write up a brief or something along those lines before the judge would make his decision. So the arguments were heard. I thought that the attorney team, the legal team for Nobody, the person, as they referred to him, Mr. Nobody, throughout the call to keep things straight. They still kind of screwed up a couple of times. They're like, "Well, and it depends on how the state feels about Nobody," and things of those of that type of nature. I get such a kick out of it. Even the screen when you first log in before the meeting starts, it's like the federal government versus Nobody. And that, to me, is freaking hilarious. I still get a kick out of that. And just little things, because he did legally change his name to Nobody, little things throughout the proceeding, you know, where it's mentioned that, well, Nobody didn't have anything to do with that. I get such great joy out of that as a parody artist and a person of comedy, of a comedic nature. So there's still hope. He has been held for over 4 months now, under the presumption that he's innocent. All of the other Crypto 6 people are out on some type of either personal recognizance or bail conditions, thanks to the legal teams. Sadly, nobody had an attorney that was appointed for him, a public attorney, who, at least according to him, you know, there may be some misunderstandings or communications or whatnot, but at least according to him, misled him into thinking that he wouldn't even be eligible for bail. And then, of course, he found out later that, you know, several other people, of course, got out not only on PR but on bail conditions. And so that's, you know, how things are at this point. So there's still hope. It seems like the judge was amenable, or at least, you know, not going to be a hard-headed judge and that type of a thing. But, you know, we're back to the hurry up and wait. As it goes with these government things, nothing ever moves speedily, that is, with haste. And so we hurry up and we wait. So if you have some thoughts on that, if you attended the hearing, feel free to give us a call at 603-283-6160. Let us know your thoughts about it. I do have some notes that were put together by famed New Hampshire activist Dave Ridley in front of me. I'm kind of scanning through just to make sure I didn't, you know, miss any of the good stuff. But I think I've covered most of it. There were some folks, I don't know if you've never attended a Zoom meeting, there's a little area where you can start a chat with everybody in the meeting. And some folks took it upon themselves to do just that. One of the folks in the chat, or one of the chatters, was Joe Liberty. And he suggested that New Hampshire secede from the Union. That's right. In the chat room, right there in front of, you know, the the judge and all of the attorney teams, prosecution, etc., and so on. There was some very, very good stuff going on there. I was very appreciative of everybody who joined. 603-283-6160. More.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Configure? What? No.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. I like portmanteau as a term. If you don't know what a portmanteau is, it's when you combine two words together and you make a new word. One of my favorite portmanteaus is disastrophe. It's a disaster and a catastrophe all at the same time. No, you're on.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
you need some, yeah. Need some volume here.
And these must be broken or something. I just hear a crackling noise. Okay, I kind of hear myself now. Sorry
all
about
right.
That. Technicalities on there.
Technicalities are happening. I've got one of our crack engineers working with Mark Edge, who is supposed to be joining us remotely. And
here I am.
Hey, can you hear me, Mark?
I can hear you.
Oh, very nice. All right. Are you still there?
Yes.
All right, cool. I just heard a little sound in my headphones, so I didn't know what that indicated. I had recruited Bonnie to sort of sit in as a filler guest until we could get you on, and you're welcome to stay for the segment, of course, if you like.
Please do, Bonnie.
I was in the first segment talking about the bail hearing for Nobody and the fun that went on there. I, of course, mentioned how, you know, I love the little Nobody jokes, right? When, you know, they say, oh, and the state doesn't care that Nobody has anything to do with it or stuff like that, you know, the little faux pas. But I was talking about portmanteaus, and, of course, disastrophe is one of them. Technicalities, of course, is one of the ones that I invented. It's technical difficulties, of course, but now it's just all one word, technicalities. And Mark
got it.
I like, the one I'm thinking of isn't a portmanteau. I was going to say, like, when you say you're a little suspicious.
The most famous, I think, pop culture-wise is, what is it? It's Brangelina.
Brangelina or Brangelina.
What's the other one? It's Bennifer.
And Kimye, but they broke up.
Oh, yeah, Kimye. Yeah, those are also portmanteaus, so. At any rate, in the first segment, I was talking about, you know, my impressions of the bail hearing. Mark, what were your impressions? I know you only watched the first half.
Yeah, I had to leave at the intermission. Sorry, I had, I was doing some work for a client. And, I was surprised at how well things went. I certainly wouldn't want to be the attorney or the defendant in a case where we're deciding whether or not we're going to let me out of jail if I have gone over a government telephone and said it's time to shoot pigs.
He didn't say, he said it's time for someone to start shooting pigs.
I think
just to be
clear, someone needs to.
Or start. Someone needs to start shooting pigs is what he said specifically. Just so that there's no question about did he say I'm going to go or you should go. He said someone, you know, generally vaguely.
Well, I think that one thing's pretty clear is that if a 53-year-old man says that somebody should start shooting pigs, in all likelihood that person is being hyperbolic because he's had, I don't know, the last 30 years to start doing that, maybe.
Or be violent at all. He wasn't violent for the entire time.
They couldn't show that. And the judge really, basically said close to the start that, look, you know, defendants say a lot of things. People get frustrated in jail, and this doesn't concern me that much. And what he sort of was concerned with, it seems like, was the potential length of the sentence for, you know, somebody who's considered a supporting character in this cast of miscreants, not the main, the main character.
Right.
And,
main character.
Main character. Well, he's the character, whether he is guilty of what he's been alleged of.
Out of the Crypto Six, I would say that the Mr. Nobody is the most character. If there's any of them are a character, it's Mr. Nobody.
Right. So, anyway, I'm kind of hopeful with Nobody getting out of jail, which I was not before.
Me neither.
But I understand why we have to go through these things. If I were sitting in jail, I'd want people to try to get me out. So, there's a obligation to do that.
And the judge even said, I only had this trial or, you know, this hearing today just out of, like, formality or something, basically. But it's a good idea, whoever had the idea, because now I'm considering letting him out.
Yep.
Yeah, and this is how much of a joke the justice system is. Here's a man who hasn't been convicted of anything, who is being held for more than four months now, with, you know, a presumed innocence, supposedly, whose team of lawyers had to find some sort of minor precedent for the type of violation or the type of holding that was declared upon him to bring forth to the judge and sort of surprise, judge, we found this thing that's a precedent for, you know, this type of holding. And the judge even himself said that, well, if that's true, then you may be being held unlawfully.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is that the American people are used to us people telling them all the time and over again, we've got the best X in the world, right? Like, our billionaires fly into space, ha, 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 or whatever. Like, we've got the best thing. And, you know, what, as much as I like this judge, what he was put into a really ugly situation today, which is, Your Honor, you may be presiding over proceedings that are entirely illegal.
Right.
But don't worry, we won't put you in jail. Because that's not how we do it here.
Or the judge, right? that like issued the original proceeding, right? If it's illegal, like, shouldn't it come back to the judge who originally ruled?
Well, what I think it should be is everybody who's wrong on this and everybody who breaks the law, everybody who's attempting to try to do something that's illegal, ought to spend a little time in the pokey. Because they don't know what that's like.
Yeah, and a lot of people are always trying.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, a lot of people are in jail who didn't purposely break the law. Like, they even said that today, they said if nobody did wire fraud, whether he meant to or not, it's still wire fraud. That's what the prosecutor was saying today.
It doesn't matter if he knew that he was breaking the law or not. He's going to have to go to prison if he broke the law. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we were just sitting in a hearing where it appears as though the judge is presiding over and the prosecution is prosecuting something that is entirely illegal, and no one suggested for a moment that they're going to jail, because that's not how we do it.
Well,
the
system
isn't fair.
Except us here on Free Talk Live, we're suggesting that.
Yeah, but here I'm not suggesting they go to jail. I think it's a terrible idea. I think the system's broken, and I think Americans are bloodthirsty.
Wait, didn't you just recommend that if they did something, that they should spend some time in the pokey?
Did I?
Yes, just now, just minutes ago.
I think that would be fair, but I mean, you know, I don't. I think that people, crimes without victims, in this case, Rich Paul would be a victim, I suppose. Okay, fine. Rich Paul's being held unlawfully, put him in jail. but, you know, the largely, I don't think jail's a good sentence.
Yeah,
Another thing I'd like to point out is that they were saying today that Rich Paul's a bad guy because he said that it's time that somebody starts shooting pigs. Well, if they were to try to make him a good guy, how would they do that? By putting him in jail. Well, how long do you put somebody in jail in order to make them a good person? I don't know, but he was just in jail. Can we not just talk about letting him out?
He was in jail the whole time. Jail is just so inhumane. That's why Mark is saying, like, maybe the judges shouldn't even go there, because there's no real reason to do something like that to someone.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. The CIA Inspector General is carrying out a review into the agency's handling of officers sickened by the mysterious Havana Syndrome. CNN has learned a revelation that comes as cases are mushrooming across the globe. The intelligence community still doesn't have an official explanation for the perplexing constellation of sensory experiences and physical symptoms that have now sickened hundreds of U.S. diplomats, spies, and troops around the globe, some severely enough to force their retirement. Lower winds and better weather helped crews using bulldozers and helicopters battling the nation's largest wildfire in southern Oregon, Public Information Officer Tracy LeClaire.
Every afternoon, those winds pick up. The fuels are extremely critically dry, and that contributes to extreme fire behavior.
This is USA Radio News. The FBI disclosed that it received more than 4,500 tips on a phone line in 2018 as part of a background investigation into then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and provided relevant ones to former President Donald Trump's White House counsel.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school.
The exact number of tips was disclosed in a June 30th letter released by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse on Thursday. America's Frontline Doctors, a nonprofit, filed a motion on July 19th seeking immediate injunctive relief to stop the emergency use authorization of COVID-19 vaccines for three groups of Americans: anyone under the age of 18, anyone who has recovered from COVID-19, and those who haven't given informed consent as defined by federal law. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Free Talk Live is the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number you need to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. For those of you who are watching on any of our live video streams, that would be DLive, Twitch, Vaughn, heck, I think we're even streaming live on Facebook these days, you might notice that in the studio tonight I am your host, but I have some cameras pointed at something called Facsimile Mark.
And its lips don't move, but there it is in the chair.
Just you know, so that we have something to for the cameras to rotate on. This was an idea that actually one of our other hosts, Aria, came up with. She was going to do a life-size cardboard cutout of Mark when we started doing, you know, having him host remotely. And one day Mark was hosting remotely, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to print this thing out. So this is what we do when Mark hosts remotely. We print out Facsimile Mark. So Mark is with us remotely, of course. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Thank you.
Indeed. We've been talking about the latest on the bail hearing for one of the Crypto Six, the gentleman named I'll call him Mr. Nobody, just to avoid any sort of weird vernacular infractions.
I don't play the game of Nobody. I call him Rich Paul because it's just too confusing. You know, a proper name is supposed to be what they call a disambiguation.
Yes.
And that means that it's supposed to make things more clear, not less.
Well, this is where nicknames come from, right?
The clever, yes, the clever but not particularly disambiguous appellation of Nobody is difficult in conversation because people who are just tuning in and tuning out may not know who this character is of Free Talk Live's cast of characters. So I like to call him Rich Paul.
But Nobody doesn't care.
Well,
or does
that's fine.
Or does Nobody mm-hmm. not care?
Nobody is fine with me calling him Rich Paul. You can call him Pope Nobody, which is fine too. And, you know, there you go.
As a linguistics hack, right, which is essentially what I am, I'm not, you know, I wasn't like an English major. I didn't go to college for English or whatever. I just enjoy, you know, funny things of the English language. And I guess I got this from, well, really from one of my English teachers who was like, look, there's plenty of rules in the English language. However, none of them are strict. And I was like, oh, you mean there's creative license within the language? And yes, you can actually just make up words, and it's called slang. And I'm like, you mean slanguage? And that was maybe my first portmanteau. I'm not sure. I don't know that I invented the term slanguage, but, like, you know, it was one of the first portmanteaus that came out of my mouth where I was, like, purposely putting two words together.
One of the most iconic and important English books for adults, for those that wish to write and communicate clearly, is called The Style Guide. It isn't called The Rules Guide. It's called The Style Guide. And the reason for that is because you can use the language in certain styles in order to communicate in certain ways. And I mean, remember, it was created so we could communicate, not so that we could be slaves to it or something like that. I mean, I can be as semantic and pedantic as the next guy, but I...
What? Mark Edge? Semantic and pedantic?
Both of those at the same time. Simultaneously.
Semdantic? I'm making up new words.
Throw in simultaneously at the same time. So... Yeah, I mean, I get all of those things, and I like the term Nobody if you're, say, running for governor,
for example.
You want people to be able to vote for Nobody. And certainly some people have to call him Nobody in order for his name to be his nickname to be his name and all that sort of thing. But honestly, it's just too confusing, so I use either Pope Nobody or I use Rich Paul, and I like Rich Paul.
Well, so I don't take this in any way seriously, but somebody a long time ago said, never trust a man with two first names. And so I'm like, Rich Paul, oh, he's got two first names. So I prefer, actually, to call him Nobody over Rich Paul. So that's
was
where I stand.
That at a Blazing Saddles, what's that guy, author's, the director's name? I can't remember his name.
It may very well
Spaceballs.
Be.
Yeah. Those are jokes.
Right, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And then somebody asked, well, what about a woman with two first names? And I was just like, well, just don't trust a woman. That's also a joke, listeners. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Folks will be flaming me online for that. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. You can't say those things these days.
Women can't take a joke. No, I didn't say that.
So the hearing today I thought was certainly promising. I am very impressed with Rich Paul's legal team, and I sincerely hope that he gets out. I hope while he's out he makes some better decisions than he did when he talked over the phone and got himself in trouble on all of this, but there's no particular point in holding him. He's neither a flight risk, nor is he a danger to the community.
Yeah.
And in this particular instance, it appears as though it doesn't matter if he's a danger to the community, because that's the way English common law works. We didn't write the law.
Yeah, sadly, you know, that's the state of things right now. But just the ability for the state, the government, if you will, to hold a man who's presumed innocent right? We all heard that when we were going to school, right? We were getting indoctrinated in our, you know, K through 12 or whatever, right? Presumed innocent, innocent until proven guilty, right? That you can be locked up in a cage for over 4 months, you know, before some glimmer of hope flashes before your eyes in the legal system, to me is just an illustration of the insanity of the legal system.
And that's another thing in this is that Rich Paul's case is caught up with my co-host Ian Freeman's case. Now, Ian Freeman has every reason to ask for continuances. The state's had 5 years to prepare for their case. His defense had none, so waiving his speedy trial makes sense. Rich Paul, on the other hand, is sitting in jail, and at this point, up to this point, heretofore has had no hope of getting out.
Right.
There's no reason that he should have his speedy trial denied simply because the state of New Hampshire, or excuse me, the United States federal government has decided these two cases are linked. Rich Paul deserves his speedy trial. And that speedy trial should come, in my opinion, within 30 days. I don't care about their 60-day rule. It should be within 30 days. And nobody gets a trial within 60 days. So, you know, it's like he should sit in jail for 2 years. Jail's the punishment for doing something wrong. And people shouldn't be held unless they are a danger to the community, which presumably is not, because over the course of 53 years, he's never been convicted of anything violent. Or if he is a flight risk and, you know, they have established pretty clearly that a man without a passport and no particular means to go elsewhere and support themselves is not a flight risk.
Yeah, and so I feel like the judge is being extra cautious, right, with the whole, like, I'm not going to make a decision right now. I need you guys to write up a brief, you know, both the prosecution and the defense attorneys.
Well, the judge doesn't want to, leave his buddies flat-footed. The prosecution had no idea that they might be holding a guy illegally. They've done all kinds of things up to this point that have been contrary to the law, but, you know, nobody chastens them. They perjured themselves, the head prosecutor perjured themselves regarding something I did and said during the Ian's bail hearing, but nobody cares.
Yeah, as far as the prosecution, and it goes, surprise, mofos! That's all I have to say. The plot twist, I thought, was one of the most entertaining things about that. One of the things mentioned in the chats was secession in the Zoom chat, and I do want to talk about a shock poll shows that a staggering number of Americans are interested in seceding from the Union. More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. We're the live radio talk program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Yes, that's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me remotely, it's
me, Mark Edge, and I am so glad to be back on Free Talk Live. I'm glad we got the technicalities ironed out, and I'm glad to be on the air.
We're glad to have you as well. I know that we had some challenges with remote stuff and that kind of a thing, but always good to have you on. We were talking the last couple of segments about the latest on the Rich Paul bail hearing. Now, one of the fun things that happened today was within the Zoom meeting framework, there's the ability for anybody who's participating in the Zoom meeting to begin chatting. Now, I think at an admin level there's a way to turn that off, but we're talking about the government here, so they didn't. And so folks started this chat that was going on. And one of the folks in the chat had mentioned seceding from the union. And I had actually brought something in regarding this. This is from WND, as in, I think it's Weekly News Daily, I don't know, World News Daily? I'm not sure. This website has come up a couple of times. I don't know if they're, you know, which way they lean, if they're right or left or whatever, but this says, anarchy in America. Shock poll shows staggering number of Americans interested in seceding from union, which, of course, piqued my interest.
That has nothing to do with anarchy.
I mean, kind of, right? If anarchy is no rulers, right? If the literal definition, which is no, and then archos, which is ruler, right? It means no ruler. Then the closer we get to no rulers, which seceding from the union is a good step in that direction, it may have something to do with anarchy.
Well, I know a lot of people that call themselves anarchists, and I could parse terms with those people all day long. I'll just go ahead and ignore the term because I think it's improperly applied both from a historical and a an etymological standpoint. But whatever.
Well, and culturally, too. Like, I hear people equate, they say, do you want chaos? Do you want anarchy? Like, as if they're the same thing. And
to me, there's no particularly good reason for using the term anarchy. Other than you want to impress 13-year-old skateboarders. And other than that, just let it go.
Ironically, it's the first time I bumped into the word, and it was, I can't remember the kid's name. Was it Greg, maybe? Some kid at school, skateboarder, and he had mentioned the term anarchy. I was like, anarchy, what's that? Never heard the word. And he's like, oh, it means no government. I was like, who would want that? Because I was dumb at the time. And he just sort of was like, well, I'm not talking to you. And he turned around and walked away because, you know, I obviously wasn't even of a mind to have an intelligent discussion with him about it, you know?
Sure. You know, I'd love to have a conversation with Greg right now. But all I have to say on the subject is that, you know, states have governments. Municipalities have governments. Counties, states, counties, cities, homeowners associations. All of these forms are government, and you know, if a state were to secede from the union, we're not talking about anarchy here. We're just talking about secession, and those are different things. Because what we've seen is we've seen secession throughout history. In fact, since World War One, the beginning of World War One, till now, which is about 100 years, call it 110 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, the amount of nations doubled.
Yeah, there's roughly 200, we'll call them countries now.
Yep.
So there was like 100 at World War One level?
Yep. You got to consider that there were a lot of European nations that were colonizing lots of other places, and so those places got their independence. Mm-hmm. Many of those countries are now in Africa, and they're attempting to rule themselves in whatever way that they do. You know, some of these governments that existed that exist now are better than others. But they're all organizations that claim a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. Frankly, the United States federal government is operating, in my opinion, strangely unlawfully. Many of the things it does is not in its constitution. Its constitution is extraordinarily explicit.
Yeah,
it says, I
agree.
Very, very clearly that if it's not mentioned in this constitution, that it is a power remanded back to the people and the states, respectively.
Well, and we can actually pick this up again in just a minute, but Mark, we have El Conejo who's calling from FEMA Region 13. El Conejo, you are on Free Talk Live. El Conejo. Hang on, let me check and make sure I didn't do something wrong here. Let's try... El Conejo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There we go. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you are on Free Talk Live. My apologies there. Another technicality. Chalk one up for me.
No worries. Hey, guys. Mark, I met you at Port Fest, Captain. I don't know if we met. I met Pico Smutnier. But anyway, I'm really effing angry right now thinking about Google as a propaganda engine and its live time manipulation of search results and narrative, and social media in general, all the collusion and the fact that 90% of every media outlet we consume is just really five boards of directors, possibly even four at this point. And I wanted to plug a couple of websites since everyone out there seems to think that these vaccines are needed and that the emergency use authorization is valid, which hinges on there being no alternative treatments.
Yes.
First of all, ivermectin works.
Right. Okay. Before you go on, Conejo, this is in my show prep for today.
It sure is.
I've got long COVID. I had COVID back in March of 2021, and I have I had cloudy thoughts and memory issues surrounding it. And, one of the treatments is to get the vaccine. And supposedly that will help fix, the problems.
Really?
Another one of the treatments.
I've not heard that.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Another one of the treatments is ivermectin. So I went. What's that?
That's a hell of a claim.
Well, it, I'm only telling you what the internet says. You know, at this point, we've got a you know, a guy calling in a radio show, and we've got things on the internet. So, you know, I mean, whatever.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what the internet says because they are manipulating it live time and they're censoring.
Understand, and I want to get to that in a minute. But this is tomorrow is World Ivermectin Day. Now, I'm usually not very interested in what world day it is. But because ivermectin works so well for me so recently, I did want to bring it up because ivermectin is a very common, very easy to get prescription.
Patent.
What's that? Doesn't have a patent. Right. It's old.
Out of patent.
Right. We know how it works in the same way we know how aspirin works and old drugs, drugs that have been around. We, you know, I'm not going to say you can't overdose on ivermectin, but I am going to say that, you know, that the protocols that they put out on the internet, which was 18 milligrams or double that, 36 milligrams, twice, once a day for 2 days, and if that didn't work, double it to 4 days, then, you know, that worked for me. I took 36 milligrams for 4 days of ivermectin that I got in, down in Honduras when I was there recently, and my cloudiness of thought cleared up. My memory issues didn't. But that may be hardware damage, not software damage. And, you know, that's something I'm dealing with and still working on. But I will say that, you know, I wanted to give my thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to give my endorsement of ivermectin as a treatment for my long COVID.
Okay, now.
And you have long COVID and all these COVIDiots online claim that 500,000 people have died because of Trump is COVID and all this. Well, let me ask you this. If hydrochloroquine plus zinc plus azithromycin work as a prophylactic and ivermectin works, how many people did they kill? Give long COVID?
It's a good question.
Yeah, Elkanel, can you stay with us?
Yes, absolutely.
I'd like to continue this discussion, so just hang on. Put you back on hold. Because I also have something to say about ivermectin. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, if Trump is guilty of killing 500,000 people because he joked about bleach, I mean, surely anybody who's saying that, you know, these other, you know, really great cures.
Hour number two is next.
No good.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.